Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Monday, so we're introducing our new idea, our new topic for the week. We're in a series right now called We Are, where we're looking at who we are if we've decided to follow Jesus because of what he's done at Easter, dying and rising again. How does it transform the people who've decided to follow him? What does it make us? And this week, we look at how it makes us a community. How we are not alone if we've decided to follow Jesus, but part of a community in connection with people around us and in connection with other followers of Jesus. Our daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a rhythm to keep us in sync as one community, even though we're not together in one place at one time. So every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we're learning. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday's our day of rest as a community, and then Sunday is the day that we gather as a community whenever possible. We have a gathering every second Sunday in Ajax called Redeemer Church's Family Room. We call it that because it's a time and a place when people of all ages gather and worship together as one community. So if you can join us, please do visit redeemerajax.ca to learn more about that. Now, on a drive home from work recently, I heard a story on the radio about two young women in Toronto who had basically started a restaurant in their apartment. They called it Chez Lisgar because they live on Lisgar Street. And what they did is they just started advertising on Facebook, in a certain Facebook group, saying if anybody wanted to come for dinner, all they had to do was bring a bottle of wine. Well, it started out small, obviously, but it took off. And at this point, they have over 300 people on their waiting list for a reservation at their restaurant. They don't charge for the food. They say it's all just really for fun and a great way to meet new people, which I'm sure it is. The radio commentators kind of argued about it because some of them just, you know, thought this was great too, and others were concerned, you know, what happens if somebody gets sick, or is it dangerous for these girls to have people in their home like this? So there were, you know, different perspectives on it. So, you know, despite all these risks, these women are still doing it. And one of them, when she was asked why, she said it had to do with a yearning for connection with people. And I think she really hit on something there, and it's something we're going to explore this week. How so many of us feel alone in this world, feel isolated. We have this yearning for connection. It's especially prevalent in our Western society that is very individualistic. We're used to thinking of ourselves, our lives, our decisions, as individuals. Hasn't always been the case, and it isn't the case everywhere in the world. And these women have picked up on that by recognizing people are just looking to get connected, looking to meet interesting people, enjoy a good meal with others. So before we talk about the Bible and the story that we're going to explore this week about this connection with people, community, I want you to just think about a question first of all. What kinds of things do you like to do with family or friends? What do you not like to do alone? And why? What's behind that? What's driving you to want to spend time with others? Where do you think it comes from at your core? So I hope you'll think about that a little bit. And hey, don't do it alone. That's what this week is all about, community. So share your discussion with some others. Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.